This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
K-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. Number one spot, we a number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We a number one spot.
Yeah, man, let's get these air horns going. One more time. Yes, sir, it is. Monday, June 2nd. We're in June, baby. We're in June. D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320. My main man, D'Lo. He's still champagneing and campaigning as he deserves to. One of the hardest working men in the game today. But, you know, I'll give a shout out to him either way.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
Yeah, yeah. It's your man, KC, with you. Kenny Caraway. Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
We got my guy. Oh, I thought I had it. I thought I had it before. Where is my man Jesse Tapia at? Oh, no. Oh. Well, I don't know.
You better find it.
I don't know. Wait a minute. Where is it, this one?
Allow me to expose my colon.
Is it this one?
A naysayer, no.
Oh, no. Let's see, is it this one?
Stop asking me stupid
questions. Oh, no, it's definitely not that one. It's not this one.
What is he doing?
Oh, my God! Is he the third man?
He's the third man!
What the hell is going on here?
Know. We'll find it before the day ends.
I got it right.
Look with him!
From the warlords of Sacramento.
Here on your 1320. Come on, man. It is KC, like I said, D-Lo. Is off, still enjoying a little vacay. So you know KC and friends is pulling up. I got my girl Sarah Hodge. She's pulling up at around 1:15 or so. We gonna, you know, kind of break some things down. Time James Hamm, he's gonna be coming up 3. We got the NBA final.
Soren, we do. Soren just says that D'Lo just do something. Do you think he's listened to the show since he's been gone? It's been like his thing where he does it.
No.
It's going to be so hilarious if he shows up tomorrow. He didn't listen Friday.
No. He has no idea. Well, I think Dr. David made a post or something like that.
Oh, I got you.
So he has a little bit of an idea. But no. He completely stays far, far away.
I think the episode when he was out, like, really, like, we scared him off. I'm not even going to bother. Like, just hope house is clean when I get back.
That's about it, man. So he has no clue what's going on since he's been gone here on D'Lo and KC. And, well, okay, I'll get to it. Let me start with the NBA Finals first. Let me start with the NBA Finals being set. Oh, man. The Indiana Pacers, they worked the New York Knicks in Game 6 to move on, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Salute to the Indiana Pacers. They deserve it. They were the better team. The Knicks never recovered. They recovered, like they fought and all this other stuff, but they could never make up. Maybe that's the better word for what happened in game one. That changed everything. Game one changed everything. It was no guarantee that the Knicks were going to win the series if they would have finished out that game one the way they were supposed to. Indiana could have easily won the series. But the whole dynamics of that series changed when the Knicks gave that game up. They were always trying to play catch up for the rest of the series, and they didn't have enough to close the gap, to be honest with you. That was tough. That was tough to see. I was sitting here thinking about my life as a sports fan. And I guess I'm a little fortunate. I'm about to turn 42 years old. And out of 42 years, let me do a quick math. We'll do 42 times 3. That's 126 seasons between baseball, basketball, football. In 126 seasons, I've only finished those seasons really, really happy 6 times. And there might be a little bit of a caveat there too, because the 49ers, look, they won in 88. 89, I guess I could count 84 and I could say 7 times. But
we'll count the ones that you remember, I guess.
I remember 88, Montana to Taylor. I remember 90, or I guess that was 89. I don't know how you want to say it, but when they beat the hell out of the Broncos. I remember 94, 95, whatever you want to say, when they beat the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game, and then they won the Super Bowl, beat the hell out of the Chargers. And then I remember the 3 World Series championships from the Giants. That's a bad ratio, man.
Yeah, it's not
6
great.
6 times out of 126 seasons as a team that I like, that I'm rooting for, finished things off and made me happy.
We're talking about like just winning championships, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, being team one, I'm not going to say that made me happy. Game 7, they lost to Steph. He put up 50. I wasn't happy. Like, I enjoyed the season, but nah, I wasn't happy.
I'm going to say that's kind of like with my Dolphins. It's like, I get like maybe Michael Thomas one time picked off Tom Brady and we finished like 6-10 or whatever. Like, that was a cool moment that year because we beat the Patriots in December. Like, I remember that, but it's like half a moment you get with the Kings and the Dolphins.
And look, I don't necessarily want to put the Knicks in that category because I'm not a Knicks fan. I am a Knicks supporter.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're lumping this in, or
I mean, no, I didn't put them into the equation. If you want to put them in the equation, we're adding another 25 seasons onto this because I think I really started to like, oh, it's cool. The Knicks are cool, like around 99-2000. So now we're looking at like 150 seasons that I've gone through. I'm not putting the Knicks in there, but I was rooting for them. I did want them to win. I was upset at the end of the game when it was over, when the Pacers were running away, and it was frustrating. The Knicks, Jalen Brunson, as great as he's been in these playoffs, I did not like his performance in that game 6. I thought if any point in time he needed to be shooting a rock, putting the shots up, it was in that 3rd and 4th quarter. It was like, all right, they've done enough. The others have done enough to kind of get you to this point. Now it's time for it's you, it's Cat, and everybody else gets the scraps. That's what it should have been. And then Tibbs, I think they were down 13, 14 or something like that going into the 4th quarter. This guy wants to start off the 4th quarter with Brunson on the bench. Oh, now you want to use the bench? Now you want to make sure everybody's getting good minutes? No, Brunson should have been playing all 12 minutes.
Yeah, we saw a lot of that on Twitter. Just like now, all times, like now Tibbs wants to experiment.
Come on, man.
And that's an issue too, because you don't know what works at this point.
I'm just frustrated. I mean, Indiana was a better team. Indiana probably was going to win either way. Oh, the other thing I was
set the pace.
With.
Set the pace.
All right, settle down. Calm down. Calm down. Now, the other thing that was frustrating was, and they probably still would have won. They probably still won. I'm not here to say that this was the X factor in the game. But that Deuce McBride situation at the end of the third quarter, that was a six-point swing. What was that all about? Where they said he was out, I never got a definitive angle that he stepped out at any point. He hits the three. I think that got it down to eight. They say he stepped out of bounds. Go back down court, and Obi Toppin, who turned into damn Mark Price out of nowhere, he's hitting a three to put him up. That would make it 14, I guess. The six-point swing right there. Changed damn near everything. Any opportunity, any little bit of hope that the Knicks had was squashed at that moment. But, like I said, Indiana probably was going to win that game anyway with the way that third quarter was going. So, it's Pacers, OKC.
You want to name any New York streets one last time?
Well, I mean, I don't like the tone that you said that.
That in. Felt like it was kind of like KC. Like, I know I'm sorry for you, but like, hey, one last time till next season. Do you want to rally off some streets real quick?
Well, I mean, first of all, once again, I don't like the tone coming from the Celtics fan. But yo, shout out to 7th Ave. You know what I mean? Shout out to 125. You know what I mean? Shout out to 147th. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Staten Island Ferry. You know the vibes, man. When you're trying to get into the city, man. Big ups. Big ups to all my people out there in New York, man. Shout out to them in NYC. Shout out to all five boroughs. Queens, what up? Bronx, what up? The BX borough. You know what it is. Manhattan.
Shout out to the Hockey Way.
Shout out
is that
to
still
the
a thing?
Way. Yeah, no. Shout out to the Hockey Way. Yeah, man. Shout out to them. I'll see you another time. Because by the time you playing basketball again out there in New York, my Kings will be back, and they're going to get my focus. You know what I mean? So
maybe you could set something up between the two squads this offseason.
Well. All right, man.
Use your connections and whatnot, maybe.
All right, man. Look, we'll talk about the NBA Finals. We'll talk about the Indiana Pacers. We may even talk about Tyrese Halliburton pulling a Drewski in real life. He pulled a real-life Drewski.
That was hilarious. I ran that back about 20 different times. Shout out Tyrese.
And the right person won that MVP, by the way, too. Not saying Tyrese just wasn't deserving. Like, if he would have won it, I wouldn't have complained. But Pascal Siakam was the best player in that series.
I don't. You're not wrong, but I would have gave it to Tyrese.
Tyrese had game three and game five where he was nowhere to be found. Siakam, from what I remember, he had no moments like that.
Yeah, maybe, and I think Siakam's worst was like 15, I think, or something like that, where he didn't shoot well. But, yeah. I mean, Tyrese's worst game was 2-for-7, and Siakam got 14 up there. So, like, I don't hate it. I would have given it to Tyrese. I'm a sucker for the face of the team and all that stuff. Give it to them and all that stuff. Like, he's had his moments, but Siakam was the best player.
And I feel the same way as you on the opposite side, flip side. Sorry. If they would have gave it to Tyrese, I wouldn't have been complaining. It's like, I get it. But I think the right guy won it in that situation. So,
attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll talk about Indiana. We'll talk about OKC and why it's okay if you're not excited for this NBA Finals. I'll talk about all that. But I've had an epiphany. I've had an epiphany, and I'm not sure this actually like makes me happy or this is what I necessarily want to do. But I think it's what needs to be done. As Triple H and everybody might say, this might be what's best for business.
Bring back R-Truth, by the way.
Oh, don't get me started. All right, we'll definitely dive into that. Or maybe we'll save it for when Dame comes
back. Yeah.
But we'll talk about that at some point in the next 24 hours. I can promise you that. But when I get back, I've had an epiphany. And I'll talk about it. Right here, D'Lo and KC, ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports station. Couple things got to take care of here as we're on D'Lo and KC. Let's start off with this. Jack Davis celebrating his 47th birthday yesterday. Come on, man. Big ups to him, man. Big ups. He said we did our thing at Concerts in the Park. Appreciate you, big dog. So there's that. And then producer Jesse Tapia.
Yeah, but whose side is it?
No, that's not this one.
That's not even the right one still.
Yeah, I clicked the wrong, but it's right here. Producer Jesse Tapia.
What are you doing with him?
There we go.
I got you. So I got all the drops in. We're good to go.
Also, we do not endorse anything that Terry Bollea might say or whatever.
No. We're not. No. We're just here doing a radio show. That's all we're doing.
That's it. It just drops.
That's it. We're just doing a radio show. That's all we're doing for you.
You imagine like, oh yeah, D'Lo and Casey, they really love Hulk Hogan.
Absolutely not. I watched that WrestleMania 9 thing again. Didn't finish it because it was just too late in the night. Hulk Hogan, man. This guy, man. I just can't never look at that guy the same.
Might not be a more hated person in the profession off the top of my head, like Strike, Redacted, Simpson, and those guys, but people hate Hulk, like as far as all the wrestlers. I don't think there's one person that likes Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, nobody likes him. I can't think of anybody that likes Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Can't think of anybody. Okay. All right.
Epiphany time. Ken Piffany.
I had a Ken Piffany over the weekend. And you know, matter of fact, for people on TV, let me take my shades off for a second, man, because you guys got to understand how serious this is. I don't want to taint it with shades. You need to look into my eyes. Although the hat and the shadow from the light, you still can't see my eyes, but you know they're here. I'm watching the Pacers go to the NBA Finals. I'm watching the Knicks play in a Game 6 with an opportunity to push it to 7 to get to the NBA Finals. I'm seeing the OKC Thunder roll through the playoffs, get to a, you know, an NBA finals. And I'm like, man, how are the Kings going to get there? And then it hit me like a ton of bricks, like these Kenpiphanies normally do. And I said, all right, I'm pretty optimistic with what this team might be able to do, what direction they might be able to go with the tweak here or there. But I'm looking at the roster, I'm looking at the players, and I said, wait a minute. Hold on, man. Who's the best player on this team? Currently, right now. Some, not many, but some might say Zach LaVine, most talented player, has the most potential, all this other stuff. But the majority of people, if you ask them right now, who's the best player on the Kings, they would say Domantas Sabonis. And I sat and I thought about it and I said, wait a minute. This guy is the best player on your team? This is the number one option? This is the guy that is supposed to lead you? He's the best player? And he's making how much money? Shout out Kyle Madsen. Big ups to him. He's making how much money? Oh, no. What? We need to move on from him. Now, let me settle everyone down just a little bit. I'm not saying that in a way that says things are Domantas Sabonis' fault or that he's a bad player. I think Domas is, if not 100% what we've said he is over the last 2-3 seasons when we talked about, hey, this guy's a top 15 player or he's a, you know, one of the best centers in the league, all this other stuff. I don't go back on any of that. I think he's that good, everything that we've said for that long. But I do not believe he can be your number one player. I'm not even sure he can be your second best player. We've seen him in a situation where he was your second best player. The ceiling for that was 48 wins. So in a perfect situation, in an ideal world, he's probably your third best player. And he's still really good. Like, this isn't to say Domas is a bum and you need to get him out of here. This is to say, if he's your best player, just thinking about it realistically, like, how far are you really going to go? This is a guy that you can't even, he's your best player. You can't even give him the ball late in games.
I'm firmly of the belief, I don't know if it's popular or whatever, but your best two players need to be able to get buckets. Like, that's just what the game is. That's great. We can pass the ball and get rebounds, but ideally, when it's playoff time and all that, and everything's shrinking down, and your role player's not hitting his shots or whatever, or it's just crunch time, your best two players have to do it for you.
I agree.
Like, 100%. That's just the way the league is. And like you said, Domas can be the third best player and all that, but I don't buy him as the top two either.
I agree 100%. And once again, I want to reiterate, this isn't, I got a problem with Domas or I don't think he's good enough or nothing like that. Like, I think he's an all NBA player. Like,
I think he's really good.
I think maybe he'd be miscast if you were looking at him to lead your franchise as the best player. Like, that's not who he is. Here's the other caveat to talking about trading Domantas Sabonis. I'm of the belief his trade value is closer to Zach LaVine's than people want to admit. People talk about Zach LaVine is untradeable. You can't move him, contract, all this other stuff. I think Domas is living on that block at the very least.
I disagree with you on that.
So, you're not alone. If the trade value is what I think it is, think you got to deal with it. Try to put the best team around him and Zach LaVine and try to make it work. Try to add a couple things right here or there and see what you can do. If I'm right in that case, if you and other people are correct about Sabonis's value, where there is value for him around the league, Scott Perry has to be on the phone with all of those teams yesterday.
Sabonis has a valuable, like a very valuable skill set in the league. What he does, like he's still a 20-13-8 guy. Like that's great. It's just for what the Sacramento Kings need now and going forward the next few years, and just the way things are looking, how you're gonna be able to add, like that's just not this is not a top two guy in the Kings going forward. It's less about, well, I guess it's no. It's about Sabonis and the Kings. It's more so it just doesn't work anymore. It's no fit here.
I agree with that.
And I guess to finish my point is just kind of like, I think you can take Sabonis' skill set, though, and add it on the right contender, where it's like, this will take us over the top. We got our two guys here, but we need that kind of that third piece or whatever. I think Domas, yeah, I think it's plenty of value. I don't think anyone feels that way about Zach LaVine.
Do you think you obviously answered it, so I shouldn't ask that. But you believe that there are teams that look at Domantas Sabonis, not the player, not the skill set, but the total package of some of the words he has as a player, and then 43, 46, 49 over the next 3 years, and said he's going to take us over the top. That's the difference. Domas was making 27, 29. And so, yeah, hell yeah, we got Domas. We got player A, player B, and we add Domas. We're cooking now. We can get to the finals. We can do all this. But because you're looking at that 43, 46, 49, that almost, unless you have a specific situation like maybe OKC or something like that, that almost eliminates saying like, yeah, we got our one, our two, and we add Domas. Because with that contract, trading for him, you probably got to give up one of those one or twos. So do you think with that price tag that the market is what you think it is?
I guess we're not going to have a broader conversation about this. Like on the insides, we're talking about Karl Anthony Towns and how the Knicks kind of got frustrated with him. Do you think you can get a Towns back for Domas?
I would hope so. If you can.
Were the Knicks kind of frustrated with his defense and all that? Like, do you think you can get that back?
If you can.
Because I think Domas could help the Knicks too.
I think he could. I think he might be a little bit better of a fit. I thought Karl Anthony Towns played a lot. I wasn't close to it, but I thought he played a lot better for the Knicks than people gave him credit for. I think Tibbs had an issue, or Tibbs was a little bit of an issue with just getting the most out of that team. But if you think Cat was the issue and you're ready to move on from him, a player like Domas would be what you're looking for. A guy that doesn't necessarily need to score the basketball or need the bat. Well, let me pause on that, because that's also an issue. It's starting to feel like Domantas Sabonis, to be effective, needs the basketball.
Well, if you want to go away from the Jalen Brunson ISO that you do for 48 minutes, like, yeah, that's where you work through Domas and you have something else that works.
Maybe. I have another question.
Yeah, I have another question too when you're done.
No, go ahead.
Is Domas so hard to trade because they're trying to win now still? If that's the plan? Like, what if it was a rebuild and it's like, we'll take on three contracts or whatever that make up Domas and all that, but we want two first-round picks? Do you think that's an easier way to move off of Domas?
Maybe so, but it probably is an easier way to move off from Domas.
Because if you're looking for, like, just trying to win now, then, yeah, like, we can talk about Towns all day and stuff like that, but I feel like that also makes it difficult to move them if that's the direction you're trying to head to.
That's a good point. That's a good point as well. And that's the direction that I'd probably be leaning towards, is trying to use this Domas trade as a jump start to being good, as opposed to a reset to being good. Reset, in my mind, when you use a reset, you're talking, all right, we're just going to go back about 3 years on the timeline. Jumpstart, we about the same place. We may be able to catapult from here. That's my mindset with what I'd be looking for to trade Domas. And what I'd be looking for, simple, is a young point guard. Is a young point guard. And I've got my eyes squarely set on LaMelo Ball.
He doesn't.
It's a risk. It's a risk.
Matt George was talking about you can do the picks. Like, I would do the deal for LaMelo Ball.
So I was listening.
I'd be pretty, not nervous. I don't know what the right word would be.
Nervous is the right word. I think nervous is the right word. It is not a lock that this is the right guy or he's going to fit the way you need him to lead this franchise or help lead this franchise. But I was listening. I was listening to the Locked On that Matt did with the guy from Charlotte. And he said, you're starting with three first rounders. I don't know if that includes, like, you can make one of them a swap or something like that, but you're starting with that. The other thing that you're doing, because when we talk about trades, I think I do a good job of, because we got the trade machine. I like the trade machine. I know Dame doesn't, but
he hates it.
The trade machine is a good tool, but it's if you're using it sensibly, right? Like using it the right way. And I think I do. I think I look at it and I look at these trades and I'm like, all right, but why? Yeah, it works financially, but why would Charlotte do this? And I don't know why Charlotte would take on Domantas Sabonis at this point of where they're at as a franchise. But
real quick, what was the trade that was centered on that show on Locked On? Was it Sabonis and four firsts, or what was it? I know Matt mentioned the first, but
they didn't necessarily get into
like the specifics.
Yeah, they just said, like, if you're talking about LaMelo, you're talking about like at least three first round picks. That's what you're talking about. And it was almost like, I think he said specifically at one point, like, they had trading LaMelo for two picks and Domantas Sabonis, that's a hard sell to the fans. Like, that's not gonna get it done. And I understand that. Like, I get it. So I did do one of these trades on here for Domantas Sabonis going to Charlotte. And I got it at LaMelo for Domas. I've got it at two first round picks. One is an outright unprotected 2027 pick from the Kings. The other one is a pick swap in 29 with Charlotte. I don't think that gets it done after listening. Oh boy. I think you need at least another first rounder, and maybe the pick swap might get it done as a third one. They might want an outright.
I think pick. I'm out on that deal. No. I'm still giving you an all NBA caliber player, and you're giving me hey, hope he plays more than 42 games this season. Like, mm-hmm. all the potential in the world, no doubt, but I'm giving you an all-NBA caliber player and a couple first-round picks. I don't think I'm doing that, though.
So you wouldn't do the two first-round picks?
I don't know if I'm giving them Domas, unless it's closer to just a straight swap or something. We work around the edges there.
The other thing about
like Domas, like I said, like, I still, maybe I'm wrong, but I still believe in Domas' value and what he brings to, like, to a team. It's just a matter of, like, it's not working here.
Well, the other thing about that, too, is I talk about Domas going to Charlotte. Like, I agree. What does Charlotte want to do with Domantas Sabonis?
Well, so that's where we work the three-team trade whatever. Yeah,
you get a third team in there, and you find Domas a destination that makes a little more sense for him. Maybe you can get another pick involved in the Charlotte if you're trading with Portland or something like that. Maybe Portland is willing to give up a pick that Charlotte comes away with three or four first-rounders in the totality of the deal. LaMelo goes to Sacramento. Domas goes to that third team, and, you know, Charlotte gets off the books. One of the things that I look at for Charlotte is you potentially can get off that LaMelo contract. You've got a top four pick in this draft. You can kind of reset your whole salary structure with now having a new rookie point guard. I'm thinking like Jeremiah Fears or something like that. I really like him, big on him. But now you've got a new point guard. You've got a bunch of future picks, some of them being from Sacramento, which is valuable around the league. And maybe you've got another pick somewhere else. So you've got the assets, because everything that we're hearing is they want to slow play this thing. They're not in a rush to start to contend, which is another reason is why are you holding on to LaMelo Ball if you're not interested in...
Yeah, it's a contract that's just starting.
Yeah. By the time you think you're going to be good, he's going to be up for a new contract or you might have to trade him. So if you can involve a third team and get the Hornets one or two more picks, maybe that's the way to go. But I'm looking at a point guard first and foremost, because another thing that happened, Jesse, another thing that happened when Domas was out, I'm going to bring internal conversations today.
Oh, we're going to bring up my text messages. Well, finally,
you weren't the only one. You weren't the only one. We had discussions all around these ESPN 1320 studios about, yo, JV out here getting 17 and 11
for
$30 million dollars. Now, I don't think that you make this trade and you're like, oh, we got the nasty boy as your starting center. Like, I wouldn't want that. I'd like to find somebody else. But
it just gives you more room to work.
Yeah, the premise of it was you can go get a cheaper center that can give you good production. Once again, I'm not even saying he gives you Domas production, but he can give you good serviceable production for cheaper, and you have your point guard. And don't forget, you still have a DeMar DeRozan trade ship to use as well.
Yeah, Frank asked right here. He asked you, is it Sabonis gone only and keep DeMar or be moving off of him as well?
No, I'd be looking to move off DeMar because, number one, I think it fits the team a little better. And I think DeMar is ready to move on. Everything that I've heard since the second the final buzzer sounded at the Golden 1 Center in that playing game was DeMar's people want him out of here. Like, that's not even – I don't think that that's something that can be salvaged. So I'm looking at him in a separate deal that you can go get a power forward or possibly a center a little cheaper than – a lot cheaper – than Domantas Sabonis. I'm just trying to, the whole premise of all this is if he's your first or even second best player at that price tag.
No, I'm with you 1,000%.
I think you can piece together some stuff. I'm not going back on that. I think you can piece together some stuff and, you know, be a better team. But realistically, like, what are you getting for DeMar DeRozan? You're not getting much of anything as far as a player equal to LaVine or Sabonis.
Can you get a Trae Young for DeMar, an insert player, and four first-round picks?
I don't believe so.
No?
I don't believe so. And I have Trae Young. I got a Trae Young.
Trae Young for me is too. How you feel about LaMelo Ball is how I feel about Trae Young.
I got a Trae Young proposal in here too. Now,
see, but I would try to... I guess I'm trying to keep – if I'm able to get Trae, I'm trying to keep Domas here then. Because I can have LaVine and Trae, I guess, just kind of be at the forefront, and then Domas is my third player right there. And again, this is with the idea that Scott Perry and those guys want to win now.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're not going to have Trae Young and try to move off of more talent. Like, you're going to try and keep, like, what you have and all that. Like, move off of DeMar, and maybe you – dangled Tevin Carter to someone who's interested in the second-year player who didn't get much run last year or something like that. And you got the picks that James Hamm said you've unlocked.
Yeah. I'm not sure you can – maybe financially you can, but realistically, I don't think – if you want one of these point guards, I think you've got to be looking at
– LaMelo scares me too much. Giving up all those Sacramento Kings picks for a guy that's like not even on the court, like there's the chance that, yeah, this could – like there's a high chance like – he just doesn't stay on the court because that's kind of what he's been over his career. And it's like, now you're the Sacramento Kings just stuck here with LaMelo Ball. And I'm like, look at you. Like, of course, like, how did you not know that it would end up this way, you know?
I get it. I have a Trae Young deal. I got Trae Young for Domantas straight up player-wise. But you're sending your 2027 unprotected first-round pick, and you're doing a pick swap in 2029 for Trae Young. I even think with that, you might have to probably add another pick.
See, like, it's, for me, it's just the direction of the franchise. If you're trying to rebuild, then Yeah, I'm with that. That you move Domas, but if you're trying to win, then it's like I'm only moving Domas if it's for like a cat or something like that. Because I don't. Because then if you trade Domas for Trey, then it's just your Trey Young and Zach LaVine. It's like that's not like that's still a lot to build around. It's even tougher. But you still
and once I'm not saying that you're getting the same caliber player back, but you still got the DeMar trade.
Yeah, but I don't even know what you're getting for that. Like that could be Norman Powell. It could be Jaime Jaquez and Duncan Robinson or whatever. Guys, you kind of like Duncan's been on the bench for 4 years. It felt like, and Jaime had a bit of a downer at the end of the year. Like that, DeMar's too much of an unknown for me to, I guess, move off of Domas for Trey. This team needs a rebuild. I was screaming into the heavens. They need a rebuild. They're not going that way. So if you're not, I'm moving Domas for like a cat. If not, I'm shooting as many first round picks to the Hawks and maybe send DeMar's contract somewhere else in a 3-team deal. But I don't see how you can, not you, but the Kings, like we want to win now and just kind of catapult off of that. Like you're trading Domas for Trey. I think.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It makes it a lot tougher.
I understand. I just don't know if DeMontis Sabonis, but here's the other thing, and this is what I talk about, though. So you want Trae Young here with DeMontis Sabonis. DeMontis Sabonis showed you he's not as effective if things aren't running through him. So you're bringing in a point guard who's a ball-dominant guy, and then we really don't even know how Zach LaVine reacts to all of this. Now you got Trae Young and Sabonis fighting for the basketball, and Zach LaVine just looking there crazy. He doesn't seem to react well to adversity on the basketball court at all.
This is why they need a rebuild. Like, this is exactly why they need a rebuild.
I don't know if that's the case, but if you're bringing in the point guard, I think you got to move Domas.
I don't hate the idea. It's just I need to see the vision after that. I need to see moves B, C, D, E, F, and G after that. Because it can't just be Trey and LaVine and Jonas Valanciunas. Like, what wings are you adding? Like, there's still a lot you got to add around here then. Like, there will be a defensive issue if, I mean, there is one either way, but it's just Trey is a lot worse than anyone else in the league. So you got to figure that out and stuff like that to where you're not bottom of the league, if anything.
That's why. And that
Scott Perry's point is Scott Perry's got to work then. Like, and we all, it's all Captain Obvious and stuff, but there's a lot of work to be done then if they're trying to win now still. And if you're thinking of moving Domas.
And Trey, that's why LaMelo's my first choice. It's a gamble. It's a big time gamble. But LaMelo's my first choice. He gets you the point guard. He gets you the creator. He gets you the guy that talent wise can be the face of your franchise. Maturity wise and all this other stuff, that's the risk. Injury wise, that's the risk. But you're bringing in a franchise player level talent with LaMelo Ball. And if it may cost you 3 first round picks,
there's a reward aspect to it, so it's why I'm not totally against it, but it's just the risk. It scares me too much, I feel, with LaMelo.
I want to hear from you guys. Hit the Elk Grove Kia talk line, 916-909-1320. I had an epiphany. I'm ready to move on from Domantas Sabonis, not because of the player or the skill set or anything else like that, but he may be your best asset to becoming a good basketball team. It's unfortunate because I like Domas. I like his game. But you got to be real with yourself, as TC once said. So we're going to break all of it down. I want to hear from y'all. I want to hear what you guys think. We've got more to come on this. Sarah Hodges, I know she'll be in favor of moving on from Domas. She's coming through at 1:15. James Hamm, who will not be in favor of moving on from Domantas Sabonis. They'll be here at 3 o'clock. We're just getting started. It's D'Lo and KC. It's ESPN 1320. Back here on D'Lo and KC. KC rocking with you today as my main man, Damian Barling. He had such a rich weekend in Vegas from everything I saw on Instagram. I wasn't expecting anything different, but it was very rich.
I missed out on Instagram for those of us that don't have Instagram. Like, what's going on?
Oh, it was rich, man. It was a lot of high-end eating, you know, a lot of high-end high fashion, a lot of expensive shows. It was very, very rich.
They might retire in Vegas.
He might.
Like, he made that one trip. I don't remember what it was for. He made that one trip, and it kind of like...
It changed everything.
It changed him.
Yeah, it changed everything. He wasn't the same since.
He started, like, he was outside after that a lot more.
Absolutely. We got my man Leezy. He's in the building. Shout out to my man Leezy. Before we get Leezy's thoughts on what I had to say, let me just reset just a little bit. I came through here before the start of the last segment, saying I think the move is to trade Domantas Sabonis to get what you're looking for, to get the closest you can to being a good team again. That doesn't mean Domas is a problem or the problem. That doesn't mean he's a bad player. That doesn't mean I don't believe in his skill set, this other stuff. But I do have a little bit of a problem with the contract. And lost in all of this, yeah, I don't think that contract is, like, super tradable. Like, I don't think that is something. Like, I'm of the belief that contract is closer to Zach LaVine than people give it credit for.
That's right.
So I don't even know if you can move him. But a lot of people, my producer specifically, and others, think that, no, KC, you tripping. Like, he's a commodity in this league. People want him. People want that contract. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, I think Scott Perry needs to be on the phone with all those teams people say might be interested.
Yes.
Find out who's interested. And if they are, let's talk.
Yes.
King
should be open for business. So, and like you were saying, like with Domantas Sabonis, he's your best trade piece. So if people out there are interested and they value him, now's the time to make some moves. One thing we always talk about.
Hold that thought real quick. Hold that thought, because I told my man TC that he would tap in.
Okay.
And he'd get an opportunity to tap in with this. So we'll get into the Elk Grove Kid talk line real quick. TC, what's up, my guy? I told you to tap in with me, man. I knew this was something that was going to be on the docket. So I know you want to hear it, man. What you thinking?
What up, TC?
Hey, listen, Leezy, what's poppin', man? Hey, Jesse in the back. I got at Jesse a little bit, bro, right? But in a good way. So My thing was, so, hey, everybody, so when I text Kenny, right, I text Kenny, listen, don't jump on me, y'all. I love him and everything. I got the City Edition. It's my boy, number zero, right? I know nobody want to move him, right? But if we was in the, to moving him to another team that was after him, right? Give me a minute, Jesse. To Orlando for Jed Howard and Da Silva. Not only are we getting two wing players, we're also getting like 21 years old. We're getting younger, guys. So just really think about that package. If Orlando came and said, I give you Da Silva and Jed Howard, bro, for Malik Monk, that might be a deal. That might be a deal we want to push off. So, I'm also in inter-
TC, real Thank quick. You. Pause on that one real quick. I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to let you rock. That doesn't address my problem, which is a fundamental problem of this roster and this franchise, where if Domantas Sabonis is your first or second best player, that ain't going to work. That's not going to work. Like, that is not the answer. So I like those players. I like Jed Howard. I like Da Silva. I don't want to let Malik Monk go, but if it helped him get better, I'd listen to it. But the fundamental problem that I couldn't get around over the weekend, I thought about this all weekend long, is if that guy at $43, $46, and $49 million over the next 3 years is your best player, I don't know where you're going, if anywhere.
Yep. TC, you got Sabonis trade? I know you got it. What's up?
Yeah, AK, so the Domantas trade, listen, I'm entertaining the cat situation, bro. Or I'm moving Domas for a point guard. I'm with you, Kenny. I'm not tied up with it because Domas is only good with the ball in his hand, everybody, and we know that. That's why his numbers looked as shaky last year, bro, the last 2 years, because we took the ball out of his hand, bro. He needs it in his hand. If he doesn't have the ball in his hand, he's not effective, bro. He's just a guy on the court. If he has the ball, he looks like an all-NBA type of player. That's what. So I'm over Domas, bro. Y'all really think about that. Seriously. Seriously.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Appreciate you, TC.
Hold on, Kenny. Hey.
Go ahead.
Don't hang up. I got a guard right now to answer our guard out of Duke, the boy Proctor, man. 6'6 guard out of Duke, bro.
I like him.
Where's he projected to go, TC?
What'd you say?
Where's he projected to go in the draft?
Probably mid first round, mid to late first round.
Nah, no. They said he's like a second rounder, bro. We picked 42nd. If we need to trade up to get that kid, that's the guy, bro, out of Duke, 6'6", Australian. He's a monster, bro. Shoots 40%, 45 from three, two-way guard, bro. He going to fit right in.
TC got a
fade. Have a good day, brother.
You had a good run.
He got a fade. Shout out, TC. I like Proctor, by the way.
Yeah.
I like Proctor. He can play. I like that.
Jesse gave him some road, man.
I thought he was a late first rounder, but if they say he in the second round, yeah, absolutely. Look at that, for sure. But look. The issue with Domas, and then we talked about this as well, if you're trying to keep Domas and get a point guard, TC is right on that front, or at least I believe he's right. When you take the ball out of Domantas Sabonis' hands, he becomes less effective, less valuable.
We've seen it firsthand.
And I once again, I couldn't get around. If you want a point guard, I'm not sure why you're keeping Domantas Sabonis.
Thank you. That's the whole thing with Sabonis. He's facilitating the offense. He needs the ball in his hands. So we go get a point guard. It's like, hey, who's running the offense, you know?
I agree 100%. And then you get into a situation where, and we've talked about this a number of different times over the last couple of seasons, this isn't his fault. He was offered the contract. You signed the contract. Yes, you make all the money in the world. I'm not saying it to say it's his fault or he should give money back, which they wouldn't even allow. But what I am saying is, I'm paying you $43, $46, $49 million.
Yes.
And in the fourth quarter,
you pass
the game's on the line, I can't give you the ball to bring us home.
Nah, can't do that.
I think that's a bad use of money.
And we've seen it. We've seen it in the playoffs against the Warriors. We've seen it in the play-in games. We've seen it just this year against the Mavericks. Like, he needs to be more aggressive on offense. You know, you guys have mentioned it before.
I don't think he has that bag. Like, I think he's, once again, talented. He can do some stuff, a great passer, all this other stuff. I don't think he has that back. He's refused to get a consistent jump shot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking akin to Chris Webber, you know, when he was here and how he had that 17-footer that he would take every single time he was open back in the early 2000s. Domas hasn't established that.
No.
He can't shoot the three ball on a consistent basis at a high volume.
Yes.
You know, so I don't think he has the offensive bag to be able to justify 43, 46, 49 over the next 3 years when you still need one of those top level type guys.
Yeah. He's supposed to be your number one player, the person you're building around, Domas, and you can't count on him offensively like you're speaking. His number one thing is he's passing it out to somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing with Sabonis, he gets compared to Jokic a lot, but one thing him and Jokic, he doesn't have that Jokic has is that offensive back. Mm-hmm. We've seen it. Jokic can knock down threes. He can put his back to the basket and score on people. And that's just an element of Sabonis' game he doesn't have. There's not many games where he's going to take over offensively.
No. And a lot of people.
Real quick, I feel like that's what makes Jokic who he is, too. Like the rebounds and assists. I feel like, obviously, if you were to take, I don't know, say Jokic averaged like 10 assists this year or whatever, take five of them off. He's averaging 30, however many rebounds and five assists. Like, that's not changing anyone's thought about who Jokic is in the league. You shave 10 points off of Jokic and make him Sabonis, like that's going to take him down a few tiers. Mm-hmm. Like you need that scoring.
That's
just what the league is.
And Jokic, once again, has that bag where you can give him the ball late in games. You can give it to him for the whole fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah.
And he can pass, so he has that in his repertoire. But if you play him a certain way, he'll knock down the three with a hand in his face. He'll back you down and get into the paint. He'll give you a pump fake, attack the basket, finish with a floater in the lane. Like, he'll do all of that. And I'm not saying that Sabonis, it's fair or justified to compare him to Jokic.
Yeah, because Jokic is MVP caliber player.
He's one of the greatest players we've ever seen in this league.
Definitely.
So I'm not saying he has to be that, but it feels like Domas don't have any of that.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not a offensive rebound, or somebody dishing him the ball off of penetration, feels like how's he going
to
score?
Yeah, and you can even take it down a level. I compared him to Jokic because that's who he always gets compared to, but you can even take it down to Kat, who TC was talking about. Like, I'm not the biggest Kat fan, but he at least has that back. He can hit a three. Mm-hmm. He can put the ball in the basket and score. It's just not something we don't see that often with Sabonis when you need him to be the number one.
Nah, man. And so, and Bandy says Sack about to get fleeced for Domas because Vivek and them are listening.
Mm-hmm.
Look, man, this isn't about, like, you gotta think about stuff a little differently, in my opinion. Domas can go somewhere where he's the third best player.
Yeah.
And that team does great. He looks good,
mm-hmm.
plays well and all this other stuff, and boom, everything's good.
Yeah.
He's not that here.
No.
Sabonis? He's not that here. And I don't know how you get – I don't know how you rework this roster to get him to being the third best player with him making that money.
Yeah. Well, the thing with Sabonis is he's a good piece to your system, but you can't build the system around him. That's the whole thing. If he's in the right situation, yeah, he can be a great player. One place I kind of could see him working, but I don't know how it fit, would be like the Orlando Magic, because you got Franz Wagner, he can knock it down. Jalen Suggs, who can handle the ball. You got Paolo, who can score. But I don't know quite how that would work, money-wise, or even on the floor-wise. But I've been trying to workshop places I could see Sabonis, too. It's really hard because, like you said, it has to be the perfect situation.
Yeah, like I said, I don't want to make this as if he's a problem or I don't think he's a good player, because I think he's a hell of a basketball player.
Definitely.
I think he's all NBA, like he has been, you know, borderline all-star and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a heck of a basketball player. I just think in this situation here in Sacramento, I don't think this is the best spot for him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
His best situation was when Fox was here, where mm-hmm. he could be the one, even though, like, we were trying to figure out what's going on there.
Yeah.
Fox was also a scoring point guard. You know, he was good with
Victor Oladipo in Indiana, Sabonis when he was there. They were successful to an extent.
He was good with Fox here
mm-hmm.
because Fox will give up the basketball because he knows it's going to get back to him so he can score.
Yeah.
But even in that situation, you think about those playoffs, the Warriors series, which I think if Domas was given another opportunity in a playoff series, he'd play better. But you look at that playoff series, that was Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox.
Yes. Yes, it was.
That's why the Sacramento Kings were able to push that to seven.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they had an opportunity to win that first round series, is because those two guys were the best two players for your team.
Yeah.
Not Domantas Sabonis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.